Today's daf is Soita daf Mem Gimel, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, the beginning of the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Henya Masha, Bas Rab Shloima HaKoyen. That's my grandmother, my mother's mother, Mrs. Helen Meir. May today's learning be an aliyah for her neshama. So the Mishnah discussed the halachos of how the Yidden went to war. The name of the parak is Mashuach Mochama. He was a Kohen who was Mashuach for the purpose of being the leader of the Jews and taking them into war. We mentioned yesterday, 7.5 years ago, that it was a little bit ironic because really the Levian were not engaged in fighting the wars. The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, when he defines the role of Sheva Levi, one of the things he says is V'loy Orchem Mochama. Afal Pikein, the leaders of the war, the chief of staff, so to speak, the general was very much from Sheva Levi. In fact, he was a Kohen, a very high-ranking Kohen. He was the Kohen that was Moshuach L'Molchama. Either way, the Mishnah started discussing who exactly had to go to war and who was exempt from going to war. Specifically, the Mishnah said that the Shoitrim, these were also leaders, as the Yidden went to battle, would make an announcement, and they would say the following: Miha isha shebana bayis chadash. If there's any person that built a new house, and he didn't start living there, yelich v'yoshiv v'beisai, he should go back home. Penyamis b'malchama v'ishachah yachnechenu, because we're afraid that maybe he's going to die at war, and somebody else will live in the house that he built with his blood, sweat, and tears. The Shoitrim would continue, and they would say, "Umiha ish ashenata kerem v'leichilolai." If there's somebody that planted a kerem v'leichilolai, and it didn't reach the point yet that it's old enough for him to be able to eat it, and this is based on the halachas of Arla and Ravai, the first 3 years, if somebody plants a tree, you're not allowed to eat any of the pears of the tree. So it's not at least 4 years old. We're at the very least, you could be poided and eat the peiros. A person like that, yelich v'yashav v'beisa, he should go back home. Pen yamuz b'malchama, because again, we're afraid that maybe he's going to die at war. V'ish acher yichal alenu, and somebody else is going to benefit from the work that he did. Umil yishasha eiras ish, and finally, if there's a person that got married, v'loy l'kacha, there was erisin, but there was no nesuin. Yelich v'yashav v'beisa, this person should go back home. Pen yamuz b'malchama, because we're afraid that he might die. V'ish acher yikachena, and somebody else is going to marry her. Either way, the Mishnah had a very, very small pirish on these three things. Miyo ish asher bono bayis chadosh, umiyo ish asher nota kerem, umiyo ish asher eras isha. Today's daf is going to be the longer version of the commentary, specifically on the first two of these three anoshim, where the Torah says, surprisingly, they have a right to go back home and they're not supposed to join the Yidden at war. And that is the person that built the bayis, v'loy chanochai, and the person that built a kerem v'loy chalolai. It's interesting, if you look at the Sforna on these psukim here in Parsha Shoiftim, so the Sforna sends you to another pasuk, a pasuk in Parshas Kisavai. This is in the Teichacha. One of the klolois of the Teichacha state, isha ta'ares ve'ish acha yishkavena. This is a curse that a person's going to get married, they'll be Ederson, but when it comes to Yishkavena, it's going to be an Ishachar. Bayis Tivden, you're going to build a house, v'loy teshev bay, but you're not going to be Zoicha to live there. Kerem Tita, you're going to plant a Kerem, v'loy sechal olenu, and you won't be able to be Mechalalit. So listen to Lashoni Azov of the Sephorna. Going back to Parsha Shoiftim. Pen yomuz b'amulchama, v'ishachar yachnechenu. Shema yeshol of Avera, we're concerned that maybe this person did an Avera. Shem b'shvila ye'onesh bozeh ha'onesh, ha'mevur b'toichach. We're concerned that maybe this person is going to be subject to this specific klala. Meaning, a person that's in this matziv, where he was Eras Isha V'loy L'kacha, he was Bana Bayis, but he didn't live there yet. He planted a kerem, but he wasn't Mechala yet. There's a special kala that was designated to this person. And as a result, there's a Bazundere Chashash, that maybe this person's going to be vulnerable. That's what the Sforna speaks out here on this pasuk. But L'shoni Azav, either way, without further introduction, we jump in. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, it says in the pasuk, V'dibru, the Shoitrim spoke. Now, what did they say? Miyo ish ashebana bayis, umiyo ish ashemata keren, umiyo ish ashe eras, ish yachot varm shalatzman. You would think that all these three things that the Shoitrim said, they were the only ones that said. Kishu oimer v'yasfu ha-shoitrim. When the Pasuk says right afterwards, meaning immediately after mentioning these three people that were able to go back, the Shoitrim continued to talk. The Umru, and they said, miyo ish hayore v'rachalevav, yelech v'yashav v'veisoy v'lo yimas eslevavecha kilvavi, which will be discussed in tomorrow's daf. So there the Pasuk says, V'yasfu ha-shoitrim, harayit varm shalatzman omer. There for sure they're saying their own chedushim. V'yasfu ha-shoitrim, that being moisev. Hamani mekayim v'dibra ha-shoitrim, that what does the Pasuk mean when it says, V'dibra ha-shoitrim, v'divrei meshuach melchama ha-kasev adaber? What it means is that they're not saying their own chedushim, but rather they're repeating what the meshuach melchama already said. In other words, if you look at the Pasukim carefully, right in the beginning, the meshuach melchama starts to talk. The Pasuk says, V'hoye ki karavchem ala melchama, v'nigash ha-koyen, who's the meshuach melchama, v'dibra alam. V'omer aleim, and he tells them, Shema Yisrael, atem kreven al yon ala melchama, al oyveichem, al yerech levavchem, al tiru, v'al tachbezu, v'al tartzu, mipneim. Ki Hashem alikeichem, ahoy lichimachem, lihilachem lochem, im oyveichem lo yishia eschem. All of what we saw in yesterday's that. Then the Pasuk says, v'dibra shoytrim. Hello, Omlemer. Now the Shoitim start talking. Mio ish ashebana bayis, mio ish ashenata kerem, umio ish ashe eras isha. And then the Pasuk says, V'yosfu hashoitim l'dabre alam, v'amro mio ish hayare, v'racha lefav. Says the Gemara that v'dibra shoitim you would think would be the chedushim of the Shoitim over what the Meshuach Muhammad said. So there's three paragraphs, three inyanim that were talked about. The first one was said by the Meshuach Muhammad, Shema Yisrael, etc. And then the Shoitrim take over. But the Gemara says, if that's really what happened, then why is the Shoitrim Shtikl Torah divided into two drushas? Why do you have first V'dibra HaShoitrim, and then afterwards you have V'yosfu HaShoitrim? Must be, says the Gemara, that V'dibra HaShoitrim is not something that the Shoitrim are the first ones to say, but rather bedivrei meshuach melcham akasim adaber, they're merely repeating, they're being chayzer, the nuchzugers of what the meshuach melcham already said. Okay, so how do you reconcile this whole parasha? So the Gemara says very clearly, koyin medaber, the Shoitrim mashmiya. Must be the koyin was the one that talked, and the Shoitrim was mashmiya. So Tani Chato, again, this is where it comes clear. We learned in a brisa that says that when it came to the parsha of motivating the Yidin, it was the Kohen that talked, and the Shoiter, or the Shoitrim, they were Mashmiya. They were the ones that would chazer over what the Kohen said. But Tanya, we learned in another brisa, Kohen Medabrev, Kohen Mashmiya. The Kohen was the one that talked, and the Kohen himself would chazer what he said. But Tanya, we learned in a third brisa, Shoiter Medabrev, the Shoiter would talk, Shoiter Mashmiya, and then the Shoiter would chazer over what he said. Omer Abaya HaKeitza, Mivinigash, Vaad, Vidibru, the first part, right from the beginning, where it says Shema Yisrael, etc. From there up until the Dibru HaShoitrim, that was Koyim Medabrav Koyim Hashmir. There's no mention of Shoitrim. That's all the Koyim. The Koyim would say it, and then the Koyim would say it again. Mi V'dibru Ad V'yosfu, from the Pasuk that says V'dibru HaShoitrim, up until the second time we mentioned the Shoitrim, the V'yosfu HaShoitrim, Koyim Medabrav, the Koyim would say it first, the Shoitrim Hashmir, and the Shoitrim was only the Chayzer. He would repeat what the Koyim already said. Mi V'yosfu V'elach, once the Pasuk says V'yosfu HaShoitrim, so then already the Shoitrim are on their own. That's the Chiddush of the Yosfu. They're going to continue talking and they're going to say something that the Koyim did not say. That's Shoitrim Medaber. The Shoitrim is talking, the Shoitrim Hashmiya, and the Shoitrim would repeat. So the bottom line is, this parsha here of all the things that were said to the Yidden before they went into war is divided into a few groups. This Gemara right here clarifies what those groups are. The first group was the Koyin. He would say it, and then the Koyin would repeat it. Second group, the Koyin and the Shoitrim were shutfin in it. The Koyin would say it, and the Shoitrim would chazer it. And then the third group, the Shoitrim were the only ones that were involved. They would say it, and they would chazer it. Now, one thing is for sure, it was said twice. There was a Medaber component, there was a Mashmir component. So there was Chazar Sashir, as it relates to this motivational drusha. The Yidden didn't just hear it once, they heard it a second time as well. But in terms of how exactly it was said, in the Pesukim, you could see something's going on. It's these three Brises and this Gemara that brings it all together. Either way, so the Mishnah got involved a little bit in these three people. The Mishnah began, and the Mishnah talked about the person that built the Bayis Chadash. So just to read the words in the Mishnah, and then we're going to get into it in the Gemara. The Mishnah said, Miho ish ashabana Bayis Chadash, v'loi chanocha, yelech v'yoshev v'beisei. Echad ha-boina beis ha-tevin. It doesn't matter if this person's house that he built is a house where he stores straw. Beis ha-bakar It's a house for cattle. Beis ha'etzim, he keeps wood there. Beis ha'etzim, he stores different tefuah there. Echad ha'boina, doesn't matter if he built the house. Echad ha'likeach, or if he bought the house. Echad ha'yoresh, or if he inherited the house. Echad ha'shenaslein b'matano, or if he received it as a matano. All of the aforementioned are going to be included. Meaning, what's the chiddush? It says bona bayis. Bayis usually means a house that you live in. Bono means you built it with your hands. Kamash bono, that it's not true. Bayis is very inclusive, and bono is very inclusive as well. Zakhti Gemara, Braisa, that elaborates on this point, and it also brings another opinion. Tanu Rabbanon, Asher bono. It says in the Torah, Asher bono, Eli Yela Asher bono. From there, it would imply that only if you built a house are you going to be exempt from going to a lokach, the Yarash, Venitin, Leib, Matan, Minayin. How do you know if you didn't buy it? But rather, you bought it, you Yarshened it, or you received it as a Matan, Tamadoyim, Mio Ish, Asher bono, Bayis, and Rashi. She says the diuk is, it says the word ha'ish. It could have said mi asher bana bayis, mi ha'ish asher bana bayis as the rabbis, and it's coming to be mar, but not only if you built it, but any of these other aforementioned ways. In the alabayis, minay the rabbis, besa tevin, besa bakar, besa itzim, besa oitzvitz. How do you know that those are also considered batim? Talmud loymer asher bana mi kol makim. And here too we need Rashi. Rashi says it could have said mi ha'ish asher bayis bana. It says, Mio ish asher bono bayis, so bono is very open-ended, and then only afterwards do we mention bayis. Bono mikomakim implies that it doesn't matter what kind of bayis you build, that's going to be included. Here the pricing continues. Yochel, you would think, shani marba, that I should include afa bono beis shar, even if somebody builds a beis shar. So this was a little hot that the person that used to watch the gates of the city, or the gates of a chatzar, would stay in. So that house was a very temporary house. Or achsadja umir peset, or if you have like a porch of some sorts, maybe that's also considered a bayis. Talmud loymar, the pasuk says bayis ma bayis haroy ledira, just like a bayis is a place that you live, afkol haroy ledira, these huts and these porches, nobody lives there, not even tefuah lives there, and as a result that bayis is going to be excluded. Reb Lezman Yaakov was chaylik on everything. He said bayis kimashmoy, the word bayis means a shtib is a place that you live. It means lemute beishar achsadru merpeset, but it also means lemute beisateven beisabakr beisaisen beisaitzritz. Reb Lezman Yaakov, whose shita is going to reappear a few times in the course of the daf, he holds that no, you have to take this pasuk very literally. And if the pasuk says bias, it means literally bias. One more diak, it says veloy chanochoy. The Gemara says really it could have said loy chanach. Why does it say v'loy chanochoy? So there's another diak here. The vav of chanochoy is coming to you in my, it's something. What's it coming to you in my? Pratli gaslin, as opposed to someone who would steal a house. So if you built it, you bought it, you yarshened it, you received it as a matan. But if somebody would physically steal it, then already he would be excluded. And the truth is, chanochoy itself, the word, the diktuk, is not memai gazlan. This is not like it says lochem, it has to be yours, lemute luluv agazel. But there's a diak going on over here, and there's epis amiot, you have to be memai something. The question is, what to be memai? We decided that we're going to be memai a gazlan. Zokti gemara geshmaketainas. So you're telling me that if somebody builds a house, so this person is allowed to fight the war. If that's the case, the chura would seem that this b'raisa is not like Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Because if the b'raisa can shtim, even according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, ha'amar, didn't Rabbi Yosei Aglili say that when v'yasfa shaitrim, which will play out very much in tomorrow's daf, and it says that any person that's yorei v'racha levav, he's allowed to go back. Rabbi Yosei Aglili says it doesn't mean stamazah, you're scared, but rather zam misyorei me'avera shnevayodai. If a person's a balavera, he wasn't supposed to go fight a war. Now, if this person's a guy, by definition, as the Chabalaveir. So, from the fact that a Gazlin goes to war, isn't that a raya? Says the Gemara, not like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, which is fine. But the Gemara wants to know if that's in fact the case. Gemara says, no, I feel the tamer Rabbi Yisrael Glili could be this price is going even according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. He's going to other tshuva. It's talking about where he did tshuva. The Yavd Mei, and he paid for it. Meaning, if someone's going to do tshuva from Gzela, he has to pay. Otherwise, he's a tovel for Sharetz B'yadai. So he has no choice, but he has to pay. The case is talking about where he did tshuva, he gave back the money. And if that's the case, that's why he can go to war. If he already paid for it, have a lekeach. So then essentially, he's a lekeach. Meaning, once you return the gzela, or you pay for it, he didn't return the gzela because he has it. But if you paid for it, that means essentially you bought it in a very not grued away. But at the end of the day, you have it now. So v'lahader, so then why are you excluded? And for the Gemara, kibin the mikar b'teres gzela also yada. Being that at the end of the day, how did he get it? He got it through gzela, and being that he got it through gzela, that's a nismayet from the word. Again, it's his, but there's a miyot happening over here, and the miyot is lemute gzela. What does it mean, gzela? Could be where he didn't do tshuva, he didn't pay for it, or even if he did tshuva and he paid for it, alibid Rabbi Yosei Aglili, it could be still this halacha would be true, based on the fact that me'ikara b'toiras gzela This concludes the first part of the daf. The second. Okay, so going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah talked a little bit about that person as well. What does the pasuk say? Umiyo ish ashenota kerem v'loy chiloloy. So we're talking about somebody that planted a kerem, which is a vineyard. V'loy chiloloy, and he wasn't mechala yet. Meaning it's not the fourth year yet where you can eat it, albeit al yidei chil. So for the first 3 years, you can't eat the pears. The fourth year, it's ravoy. It has kedusha like ma'is hasheni. You could be mechala it. The fifth year already, if you want to eat it, you're allowed to eat it. So the Mishnah says as follows, that even though it sounds like the criteria to meet this safe harbor of not having to go to war is very, very precise, but really it's not as precise as it looks. Number one, Echad Hanoitea Kerem. It doesn't matter if you plant a vineyard, or Echad Hanoitea Chamisha Ilonei Meichel, or if you would plant a little plant that's made up of five trees, but from some other Meichel. Vafilu Mechamesha Saminim, meaning it could be from any five different Minim, it's fine. As long as you plant something that's made up of that has five ilanos in it, as the Gemara will say, that's enough for it to be included in the salach. Additionally, echad haneteya, doesn't matter if you plant, echad hamavrich, ve'echad hamarkiv. So Rashi says, what is a mavrich and what is a markiv? A mavrich is somebody that takes a branch and he sticks it into the ground. So you take the edge of one branch and you stick it into the ground and something is going to grow from it. A markiv is when you graft. So a markiv, for example, is you'd make a hole in a tree and then you would stick another branch in it and again, something is going to grow from it. So any one of those cases, ve'echad alokeach, or if you didn't plant the kerem, but you bought it, ve'echad ayorish, or you yarshened it, ve'echad chenosloi b'maton, or if you got it b'maton, again, Lirabos, all these things, Notas Lavdafka and Kerem is Lavdafka, all these people are going to be included. Again, like we saw regarding Bayis, Abraisa, here too we have Abraisa, Tan Rabbanon, Asher Nota, it says, Umiyo Ish, Asher Nota, Kerem, Zokta Gemara, Ili Yelo Nota, from there it would seem that the only time you're excluded is if you actually planted it. Lokach, if you bought a Yarsh, Yarsh, Nitle, Bimatar, you got it as a get Minayan, how do you know that there too you go home? Talmud Loimran says in the Pasik, Umiyo Ish, Asher Nota, Kerem. Again, it says, mi ho-ish. The word ho-ish is extra, and that's the rabbis, that even those people, ain't the Karen. I would think that it has to be a Karen, right? Minai the rabbis, chambisho ilonei meichel, va'afilu mishar minim. How do you know that as long as it's five trees, even if it's from other minim, that in and of itself will be good? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, asher nota. And asher nota is, again, mikal mokaim, it doesn't say, umi ho-ish asher kerem nota. It says, umi ho-ish asher nota kerem, and that's the rabbis, even other trees. Yochel shani marba hanoteya arbo iloni meichel. You would think that maybe it could be marba even if it's four trees. Or the chamisha, five trees, but iloni srak, those are trees that don't bear any fruit. Talmud loy maker. Lamaiso, the Torah did mention kerem. And because the Torah mentioned the kerem, we learn from there that the tree has to be dumyu to a kerem. So it doesn't have to be literal kerem. A kerem, number one, is a peri. So ilone srak, that's knocked out. Additionally, the way they used to plant the kerem was there were five trees together. That's just the setup of exactly how a kerem used to be. And being that that's the way the kerem looked, so it's for that reason the only time it's going to be included is if it's going to be set up in that way. Shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yotze zonov. That's the setup of a kerem. Therefore, it has to be five, it has to not be Ilan Esrak, but Kerem itself, that Enochanami is not going to be Dafka. Reb Lezim Yaakov Oimer, Reb Lezim Yaakov is Chaylik, like he did in the previous price, so, and he said Kerem Kimashmoy. I disagree. Just like he said Bayis Kimashmoy, not a base Eitzim, not a base Teven, not a base Oitzrit, so too Kerem is Kimashmoy. It can't be one of the other Ilanis. Loi Chilel, Veloi Chilolai. It could have said in the Torah, Miyash Ashenata Kerem, Veloi Chilel. Why did it say Veloi Chilolai? Prat, this is coming to exclude Mavrich and a Markiv. So a Marvrich and a Markiv, they're going to be excluded and then not included in the people that are allowed to go back. Now, what's the Kasha? So we have a Braisa. The Braisa talked a little bit more than the Mishnah. It mentioned Rav Lezbe Yaakov Shita. Okay, we knew that already from the previous Braisa. And definitely a little wordier. But really, there's a contradiction in one of the halachas between our Mishnah and between the Braisa. The last line of the Braisa said, V'loi chiloloi, that extra vav is lemait a Mavrich and a Markiv. In our Mishnah, the Mavrich and the Markiv were included. The Mishnah said, Echad Hanoteya Kerem, Echad Hanoteya Mishra Iloni Meichel, Vafilu Mechamesha Saminim, Echad Hanoteya, Echad Hamavrich, Echad Hamarkiv. So, Luchura, at first glance, there would seem to be a stira between the Mishnah and between the Braisa, and that is the Gemara's Kasha, and really this Kasha is going to be the Avoida of the next part of the Daf, right? The Gemara, that the Braisa just said that from Veloi Chilulei, women might a Mavrich and a Markiv, for not now, we don't know Mishnah not that way, Echad HaNoiteya, Ve'echad HaMavrich, Ve'echad HaMarkiv, Amar Rab Zeira, so Rab Zeira said, Amar Rab Chizda, Nem Rab Chizda, Le Kasha, it's not a Kasha, Kambar Kovas Isser, Kambar Kovas Heter. If a person is Mavrich and Markiv, it's very possible that he's going to be over in Isser. What's the Isser? You're not allowed to plant Kalayim. So if you take two different minim, so then it's going to be Aser Medayraisa. If it's the same min, then it's not going to be Aser. The Mishnah that's Marba is talking about where you did it by Ifan Hatter. The Braisa that's Mamayt from Veloy Chiloloy is talking about where you did it by Ifan Isser. Which means that really this miut is very similar to the miut of Ashabana Bayis. Over there it was Veloy Chanochi Pratlin Gazlin. Over here it's Pratlin Markiv and Pratlin Markiv. Where you did it in a way where it's going to be in Isser. Either way, that's the Gemara's text. Now the Gemara is actually going to return to this Kasha several lines down and offer another teretz to answer the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. But in the meantime, the Gemara has another kasha, and that is, so the Mishnah that was marbe, a markiv, the case is where you had two dvarim shalheter, and you're markiv the two of them together. In that case, we have a riboy to tell me that not as lavdafka, but this inyan of being markiv, these two things together, is going to be okay. Either way, says the Gemara, hay harkovas heta hechidami. A technical problem with this halacha. So you're telling me that if somebody's markiv these two things together, then it's going to be considered a netiyah. Ilema yalda b'yalda is it talking about where the original tree that you have is a yalda. What does the yalda mean? In your neinu, it means it's still in the shnas arva. And this branch that you just took, if that's the case, tepekle, says the Gemara, the boy mahader mishum yalda rishayna. Why do I need this maisa herkava to tell me that this person's exempt? Person has a field. Inside his field, he has a yalda. He has a tree that's less than 3 years old. If it's less than 3 years old, that means this tree, anyways, peiris is arla. It's a veloy chilaloy. If it's a veloy chilaloy, yelich v'yashav lebesa. So I need this maisa herkava that he just did right now in order to tell me he's potter. He's potter anyways. Any eli yalda biskei. Probably it's talking about where a person has an old tree. This tree ready is 10 years old. And based on that, he's mechuyev to put on a uniform and go fight. Norvas, he was just markiv something. So that markiv is a bria chadasha. Panim chadasha is bokam. And as a result, it's a veloy chiloloy, yelich v'yashav lebeisoy. But the Gemara says it can't be, because Vam Rabavo said, yalda shesipcha beskeina. If somebody would do mamish this, somebody would make a harkava, b'ifin heter, it's not kalayim. You would take a yalda branch and you'd put it into an older tree. Butle yalda beskeina. That loch is the yalda would be bottled to the skein of the imba din arla, and to be no din arla. So again, then it's not a veloy chiloloi, because if you could eat the fruit, then it's not a veloy chiloloi. So the Gemara says, "Mamon, like, I don't understand what's going on over here. Where is it nageya this halacha echad amarkiv? If the original tree is a yalda, you're anyways going back home, and if it's a skein, then you have to go fight. So where's it even nageya this halacha?" So the Gemara first attempt to answer this question. I'm Rabbi Yermia. Rabbi Yermia said, "Lo yilam yalda b'yalda." It's talking about where the tree is a yalda and the branch is a yalda. We could go in the not the lahach kamaisa l'siyag l'kayris. It's talking about where that yalda tree that you have, the one that's in the ground, was planted, but it wasn't planted for fruit. Meaning, you didn't plant it to eat anything that came from it, but it was done with siyag, to take the branches and use it as a fence or a kairis, to use it as firewood. But the point is, it wasn't used for food. It was meant either to serve as a boundary, or it was meant to take the wood and do something with it. The Tnan, and we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Arla. In fact, it's the first Mishnah Masechtas Arla. Hanetel l'siyagul kairis. If somebody plants a tree l'siyagul kairis, patim in arla. The halach is you don't have any of the dinei arla, and being that you don't have any of the dinei arla, that's where it's negated. So it's talking about where you had a yalda, and the yalda really based on that should have been a yelich v'yashav l'beisoy, but it's not, because when you planted it, you were neteah l'siyag l'kairis. And being that you're patim in arla, so you're not included in this v'loy chilaloy, as a result, you have to go fight. But what you did now was, you took a branch, and now you created something else with a kavana now for peiris, with a kavana l'achila, as a result. That's the chiddush, that echad amarkiv is going to go back. But what's in Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha, gishmak kasha. U'maishna yalda b'skeina de batla, u'maishna yalda b'yalda de loy batla. Why is it, we said earlier, if somebody would have an older tree, a tree that's already 10 years old, and now you'd be markiv, you take a young branch, and you'd put it together with this old tree. The halacha is, you would not have any dine arla. The reason is because we say it's batal. We say that the branch is going to be batal to the older tree. And being that the older tree is not anymore subject to the laws of Arla, as a result, this branch, this Harkov, is not going to be subject to the laws of Arla either. If that's the case, shouldn't the same be true if someone was Neiteh L'Siyog L'Kairis? If somebody was planted L'Siyog L'Kairis, and now you did some sort of Harkova, Snolachaira, being that the underlying tree that you have, which was made L'Siyog L'Kairis, is not subject to the laws of Arla, so this Mayis Harkova should also be not subject to the laws of Arla. And if that's the case, then it should be Batal, and if it's Batal, then why is it Yelech V'Yashav L'Beisai? If it's not subject to Arla, then there's no V'lay Chilalai, so why is it that you're subject? Meaning, the Gemara's initial reaction was, maybe it's a Yald of a Skena, but the Gemara dismissed that, because the Yald is bottled to the Skena. And for the Gemara, the Yishlema, it's not a Yald of a Skena, it's a Yald of a Yald, where the Yald was made, L'Siyog L'Kar. What's the difference? At the end of the day, it's the same exact punchline. L'Chur, at the end of the day, it should be bottled. So the Gemara says, no, it's different, because Hossam, as it relates to the Yald of a Skena, Imim L'Chalot, let's say the person would wake up one morning, and he would have an einfeld, he would decide, I'm changing the status of this tree. You can stand on your head, la bas miyadehi. It's 10 years old, and because it's 10 years old, it can never become subject to Arla. But hacha, if somebody plants a tree, lisiyagu l'kairis, imim l'chala, if he would change his mind, and he would decide that I want it, no, I use it for food, bas miyadehi. It would be subject to those halachas, and the reason is, some have the parentheses, some don't, dameikara l'peiri kaima. Because usually, this is what it's meant for. See, even though you yourself didn't have that kavan, but at the same time, being that this is the normal way to do it, so if you want to switch back, that's something that you have a right to do. And there's a makar to this, based on the halach of olumei lehem, where something grew by itself. And that's the second Mishnah Masech Tzolot. Now we're going to the Mishnah olumei lehem, chayav and barlo. If something grows by itself, it's chayav and arlo. Why is it chayav and arlo? If you tell me the only time you chayav and arlo is if you plant it, I died to eat. But if it's l'siyog l'kares, you're not chayav and arlo. So why olumei lehem it is? The teretz is, because the pashtus is it's the perikaimi, and therefore it's going. So either way, the first teretz of the Gemara is that hachab b'mayaskinon. Where's the negay the halach of echad amarkiv? It's talking about where a person had a young tree, a tree that's the years where it should be subject to arla, but at the same time he planted it l'siyog l'kairis. Right now it's not subject to arla. So based on this tree that this person has, take a gun and fight. However, what happened? He now did a harkava, and because of this maisa markiv that he did, it changed the status. He didn't plant, he was markiv. That's nisraba from the aloch. Echad anoiteiv, echad markiv is going to be included in this aloch. That's the Gemara status. Right, the Gemara kasha. That we had this discussion of what exactly is the case of markiv. One place where Amayid, one place where Marbid. We don't even understand where it's negeya, this aloch of markiv. Who have a posh teitzah? The eitzin is v'lukma b'kerem shal shnei shutfin. Why are we making a kimta where there were two shutfin? One person owned the tree, and the other person owns the branch that you're being marked. Dahai hader adidei, v'hai hader adidei. So Reuven owned the tree, and Shimon owned the branch. Reuven's tree is a yalda, and because it's a yalda, Reuven doesn't have to fight a war. Shimon now took a branch, and he did a maisa markiv together with Reuven's tree. Shimon's the one that did it, that partners now. And as a result, Shimon also becomes partner from going to war. Till now, all Shimon had was a branch. But now that he planted it, so now he's an ish ashenota karen v'loi chiloloi. And as a result, he's partner from going to war. What's the kasha? You're partner anyways because you own the tree. Who said you own the tree? Maybe somebody else owns the tree. What was the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz was, it's talking about when you planted it, you slug l'siyogu l'kares. Rashi says that's a very doichik digit teretz. It's not usually the way it is. It's not mistaber that that's what's going on over here in the Brisa and the Mishnah. This is a better teretz. It's a case where you're not potter out the tree because you physically don't own the tree. Amar Papa, so Papa said, "Zaysay meres." From this kasha, you can prove Karen shal shnei shlutfin ein chayzer and olav ma'arche amulchama. That if two partners own a kerem, they both have to go fight a war. Zok the Gemara, why is that true? Mishnah, why is this different? Michamisha achin, then five brothers, and this is something that's going to be discussed in tomorrow's daf. Meis echel mehabim mochama. So there were five brothers. One of them died, and we're left with arba achin now. And what's the halacha? If this man died, he left over no children. The kulam chayzim. All four of these men go back home, and the reason is because they're all now zokuk to this Yavama, this Shemeres Yavama Kigalto, they're all Shutfin in the Zika. And being that they're all Shutfin in the Zika, we should say no one goes home. Just like a Kerem Shal Shutfin, the halachas, they both go fight. So here too, they should both go fight. Meaning, Lachura, you would think the laws of Kerem, the laws of Isha, they all come together. They should mirror each other. So why is the halacha different? So Gemara says, Alam, this Hasim over there, Kol Chad V'Chad, Karina Be Ishtai. Over there, each one of these Yavamin can look at this woman as being his wife. But over here, kol chad v'chad, like Karina Bey Karma, there's no one person that can view this entire Karen as belonging to him. Now, it feels a little bit like Rashi, like the Gemara is about to say a murder the Galumdus over here, a Lumdus and Zika, that as it relates to the Zika, each person is Ishtar. But the emes is, the way the Mefarshim explained it is much more Pashin and much more Balabatish. And that is, one person over here is the one that's going to do the Yibum. And being that one person is going to do the Yibum, for one of them, it's Ishtar. And really, at the end of the day, for one of them, there's not going to be any other shutif involved in this situation. We rather don't know who it is, but misafik, they all end up going home. As opposed to the case of the Karam Shal Shutfin, over there, they're shutfin, they're always going to be shutfin, and as a result, that's why you have this halacha, the Karam Shal Shutfin, ein chazer nalav morche melchama. Either way, the Gemara thought that an easy answer to explain this mystery with the market would have been, is talking about a Karam Shal Shutfin, and the Gemara explained why that doesn't work. Nachma Yitzchak Amar, Nachma Yitzchak said, it's talking about where a person was mavrich, he was markiv, but he did an ilon into a yerek. So as opposed to doing an ilon into an ilon, he did an ilon into a yerek, into a vegetable, into some sort of plant. What's the difference? The difference is that a yerek, for sure you don't go back. Mio isha shenata karen has to be dumi to a karen. Dumi to a karen means different types of ilonois. Trees, fruits, but in terms of a yerek, that for sure not. And hacha b'mayaskinon, where that was the maisa that you did. So you did a maisa of being mavrich or markiv, but you didn't do it into an ilan. You did it into a yerek. What's the kasha? It must be a yalda b'yalda anyways, because otherwise it wouldn't be subject to the laws of Arlo. So if it's a yalda b'yalda, shouldn't you go back for the yalda? What's my yalda? My yalda is a yerek. For a yerek, you don't go back. The Gemara just says, one k'nech, v'hai tanu. You have to say it's going according to the following tanu. The tanu we're learning to the b'raisa, ha-mavrich ilan b'yerek, Rav Shimon Gamliel mater. Rav Shimon Gamliel said it's mutter, and he said in Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamda ishkvar akta, the chacham said it was aser. Meaning, the only time this teretz is going to work is if you make an akinta that it's mutter. Why? Because if it's aser, then you have the b'raisa that already excluded that anyways you're not going to be able to go back. We're trying to explain the Mishnah that says you do go back for being markiv and markiv. The question is, where exactly is it Negeya? Where it would be Negeya is in a situation where you did it into a Yerek, and being that for a Yerek, you wouldn't go back. That's why in this case, you wouldn't go back. But the bottom line is that we had three terutzim to explain where's in Negeya this halacha of markiv, that he goes back, me'urche ha-molchama. What's the kasha? The kasha is, what were you markiv into? If you markiv into a yalda, then you're going to go back because of the yalda. You anyways have a tree that was v'loy chilaloy. And if you were markiv into a skena, then it's bottled to the skena, so there's no laws of Arlan Ravai anyways. That was the Gemara's kasha. And really what emerged is three potential answers to say pshat and what exactly happened. One eitz is maybe the original tree you planted l'siyagul l'kairis. Being that you planted l'siyagul l'kairis, it's not subject to the laws of Arla, it's the first Mishnah Masechtas Arla. As a result, you're not going to be able to go back. Now that you are markiv, it's negeya that you will be able to go back. Another eitzah could have been, it was a hypothetical eitzah, but it seems it didn't work, and that is maybe it's talking about, it was a Karen Shal Shutfin. One person owned the original tree, and the other person owned the ilan. And then finally, another eitzah the Gemara said is where you were mavrich, and ilan b'yerek. So being that the underlying yerek is something for which you wouldn't go back, because it has to be a tree, so that's where it would be negeya. Either way, we're going back now to the original question. This was like an agav question. This was the sidebar. The original question was, we had a stira. The Braisa said that it says, v'loy chilaloy, it could have said, l'chilal prat le'mavrich u'lemarkiv. The Mishnah said, faket, echad ha'mavrich ve'echad ha'markiv. L'churu, you have a stira. What was the first teretz? Like Gasha. One is talking about an harkovas iser, and the other one is talking about harkovas et heter. Can you ask Rav Dimi, Yom, Rav Yechon, Rav Dimi, Kev Meretz Rotova, of the Braisa is, that says that a markiv and a mavrich are excluded. It's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now, how do you have a right to blame this halacha on Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? So he explained the lamdas did Rabbi Yochanan. Mi loy amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov ha'osam kerem kimashmoy. Didn't Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov say that kerem has to be kimashmoy? Meaning he said that if somebody would plant ilanos, you wouldn't go back. Why? Because it says in the Torah Kerem. Nu, hachanami nata. Nata kemachmoy. It says a miyash asha nata. And therefore, according to Belezim and Yaakov, that's going to be the teretz to this kasha. So as it relates to the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, is a markiv and a mavrich included or excluded? We have two eitzes. Either one is talking about where it was hatted, the other is talking about where it was iser, or one is Rebelezim and Yaakov, and the other one is going according to the Chamino. Chalik Rebelezim and Yaakov, as it relates to where is it even a gay of the Halacha of Markiv, Tepeg Leal, it's the original Yalda. Those are the three terutzim that the Gemara just spoke at, and that was the recap that we just did. Either way, so we just mentioned Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that has to do with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And the Gemara is going to digress now. Again, one of the themes of Masechta Sota is we digress, and we're going to have a whole bunch of different halachas that are Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, etc. Zok the Gemara. Yalda, ki as Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Yalda p'chusa mitefach, hayeves ba'arla. Somebody has a tree. It's a very, very small tree. It's less than a tefach. The halach is chayev, but you're always going to be chayev in arla. Kol shnoise aliyar. Meaning it's never going to be exempt from the mitzvah of arla. Usually after 3 years, 4 years, you're done. Here, kol shnoise. Why? The meschazi kibash also. Because of a marisayin, it looks very young. And because it looks very young, it's always going to be subject to this halach. It says the Gemara, you have to read the fine print. That's only if this is like the minimum shear. It's two against two, and one is yotzezana. Meaning there's five trees. Aval kule kerem kol isle. But if this would be a full kerem, even though all the vines, everything is very, very small, you wouldn't have this halacha. Now Rashi speaks out that what does the halachas of Arla have to do with shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yoytzezanov? That's a shear and a kerem. That's when you're defining a kerem. Well, who said we're talking about a kerem? The laws of Arla is negay really everything. So Rashi says that really there's a machloikis in Chas whether the laws of Arla and Ravoi are dafka by kerem Ravoi, or it's true by only tis net Ravoi. So Rashi says this Gemara is going to Mando Amar kerem Ravoi, and according to that, Mando Amar, it'd be negay, you need a kerem. So you have to have at least a share of a kerem. So Gemara, if you have a minimum share of a kerem, that's where this chumra was set. But if you would have a fartik a kerem, already has a coil, and in that case, this halacha wouldn't be true. Yes, Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Lezman Yaakov, another halacha Rav Dimi sending him Rabbi Yochanan. Who sent him Rav Lezman Yaakov? May is completely unrelated. Toifes arba amas le kriyishma. So the halacha is, if someone's in the presence of a mace, you're not allowed to say kriyishma. And the reason is because you're being mevazik ilu the mace, that you are able to be makabal ol malchus shamayim. Mason don't have ability to do it. So what's the halacha? Even within Dalet Amos and a mace, this law is true. The chsiv lo yigla rosh. If someone makes bezioinus of on a man, cheref oiseo, you're being mecharef the creator of the rosh, the evishto. And that's why you can't say kriyishma in the presence of a mace. And that halacha extends itself that if you're within the Dalet Amos, it's going to be a problem. Rabbi Yisachar, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Lezman Yaakov. Churgusa hagedei lebeino achin. If you have a step siblings that are living together. So you have a brother and sister, but they're not really brother and sister. Not full brother and sister, not menah, not menahim. They're just step-siblings. But the halach is asrulni nasi l'achim. They're still not allowed to get married. The meschazik yachzayu. Because being they live in the same house, they look like brother and sister, and there's a marasayim problem. The halach is not allowed to get married. But the Gemara says, v'lohi, it's not true. Even though Rabbi Yitzchak said his name, Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. By the way, think of the name power that we have. Rabbi Yochanan is Alocha Kamoisai, Mishnas Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki, but still the Alocha is not true, because Kol Yisrael, the most everybody knows, and no one's going to think that they're brother and sister. Everyone knows what happened, and as a result, no one's going to think that. For Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Yochanan, again, Mishum Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, like a Chikhul Peyash Asom Begoyrin, Hukful Maisa. If you have an Arman, he's collecting like a Chikhim Peyah, and he made a pile from his like a Chikhim Peyah. So this guy has a good business. He collects like a Chikhim Peyah, and he already has such a pile, he looks like he has a Goyrin. He looks like a Gehedega farmer. He looks like he has a Geschäft. So now, look, he has to get Maiser. Why? Marasayan, because it looks like he has a business. Amar Ula, Ula Sadleya, Amar and Elabasada. This is only true if he's been allocating all his like a Chikhim Pay in the field. Aval Bayir, if he does it in the city, Kali Islam and Mosa. People are going to see him, you know, gathering and piling, and they're going to chop that's really what's going on over here. And therefore, there's no Marasayan, because Kali Islam and Mosa. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Yechinon. Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Yalda hapchusa mitefach. If you have, again, a yalda, this is a young plant that's very small. How small? It's smaller than a tefach. In the Mekadesh it says hazra. The halacha is it's not Mekadesh dizra. So the context of this halacha is kilei akerem. So you're not allowed to plant a kerem together with other zra. Now, kilei akerem is in this a deraisa. But Rashi says this halacha was said in the context of kilei akerem derabbanon. What's the case? Just to read Rashi's words. Venerally, the kasover kedamina b'menachis after zvava mebeis canvas v'luf asra Torah shares ram the rabbanoninu. Okay, so you planted a kerem in very close proximity to anything other than canvas and luf, and as a result, this whole list is an issur rabbanon. Being that it's only an issur rabbanon, so if it's p'chusa mitefach ena mikadeshnes es azroim, and the reason is because nobody thinks it's anything, and as a result, there's not going to be a problem. The only time this is true is if it's a minimum share kerem. Aval kulei kerem makdish. If you have a regular vineyard, in that case already you would have a chumrah. There you would have the ism. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnum, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. One last halacha. Meis toifes arba ames lotomo. So, person that comes in contact with a meis, the maga, the masa, the oil, of course he becomes tameh. There's a chiddush that not only is the meis matameh if you come in direct contact with it, but it's toifis arba amas l'tomeh. If you're within dalar amas of the meis, you'd already be tameh. Zok to Gemara, avaraya from a mishnah. Tono tuno. This mishnah is in the 15th parak of Mesechtes Oholos. We go from Zrom to Tyrus. Chotzer hakever, there was the chotzer of the kever. So the background for this is that once upon a time, mason were buried sometimes in crypts. So what was a crypt? So you would have like a cave where you dig something in the ground, and then you would have almost like shelves that were inside the walls, and they would bury mason there. These crypts that are referred to in our Mishnah as the kever would have a chotzer. These are all just mishalim that led up to the kever. This chotzer was like the little area that was the prize there, the person to be able to get to the kever. So here's what the Mishnah says. The chotzer of the kever, if someone's standing there, even if he's within dalad amas of the kever, that's the chiddush, tahar, he's going to be tahar. So you never tame if you're standing in the chotzer of the kever, says the Mishnah. But who shiur ba arba amas, the Rebbe Shammai says you have to make sure that the chotzer is chashev, it has a shiur of amas. If the chotzer is a makom chashev, we look at it as separate of the kever, and then even if you're within dalad amas, you're going to be okay. So I'm arba tvachim, doesn't have to be so big. Even if it's arba tvachim, that alone would be enough for this person to be tar. Says the Mishnah Vayit Bemedvar Mamurim. When is this true? She pischa mil milo. This is only true if the way to get into the chotzer, which then would mean to get into the kever, would be mil milo. So let's think of a ditch. All of this is playing out somewhat underground. So the way to get into the bar is by jumping into the bar. So the Pesach is Mamaila. It's on top of this whole Indian. Alva Pischa min atzad. But if the Pesach would be on the tzad, meaning the way to go out of the chatzar would be just you go derech hayasha, you go through the side. So then the halacha is midrid v'naf divri akol arba amis. Everybody would agree that it would have to be a bigger share. You would need at least four amis in order for this halacha to be true, that if a person's standing there, he's not going to be talking. Now, before the Gemara even tries explaining the difference, the Gemara just jumps on it. It says, klapi laya, makes no sense. Meaning, if you try thinking about a distinction between the Pesach bim o'mayla, Pesach bim the tzad, what you're going to get is a klapi laya, which means just the opposite. Adirabah. Meaning, and here is the beer. Midatzad, if it's on the side, midrid v'nafik. If a person is visiting this kever, so now he's standing in the chatzar, he wants to leave. If the Pesach's on the side, there's no reason to assume that when you're leaving, you're going to come in contact with the kever. But no milo, if the kever is on top, I could, or the Pesach is on top, so then I could hear why maybe there we would be a little bit more worried. Because could be as the person's climb, right? It's easier to get in the bar than out of the bar. So how are you going to get out now? So you're going to start climbing, your hands and your feet are going to be flying all over the place. And it's very possible that mamish one aver is going to be mile on top of the mace and you're going to end up being top. Elo Dimar says, right, you have to say the Mishnah Faket. But Medvar Mamurim, when is this true that this machlokes arba amnis or arba tfachim, that's your pischim. And that's if the Pesach is on the side. Alva pischim umaylo. But if the Pesach is umaylo, arba amnis, you have to have a very big, because otherwise we're concerned that for sure you're for sure going to be mile on top of it, and as a result, you're going to end up being tamei. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, vahani mili, it seems from this Mishnah that the only time this is true is chotzer hakever, the mesayma mechitzasa. The only time we say that if a person's not mamish touching the mace, you're only next to the mace, the halach is your tahar, is if you're not the chotzer of a kever, which has mechitzis, the mesayma mechitzta. Good, it's a shayla dalet amis, dalet tvachim, pesach mamayla, that's a separate cheshmen. But the only time we say that lav dafka touching the mace makes you tame, but even in proximity makes you tame, or faker, not tame, is when there's mechitzes. Avo mace val matafis, it sounds like that ordinarily, the whole premise of this Mishnah is that you don't have to touch the mace in order to be tame. So if you have to touch the mace in order to be tame, so what's this whole shayla over here? The teretz is a person can be tame even without touching the mace. By being what? By being in proximity to it. A shir chashiv. What's a shir chashiv? Probably arba amis. Oh, so if that's the case, you see from this Mishnah that it's after the chatzar akever with this mechitzis, it's not like that. But otherwise, It is, and if that's the case, we have a ton of tuna, we have a raya from a Mishnah, and Perik Tesvav, and Masach Tesaholos, to Rabbi Yitzchak, said named Rabbi Yochanan, who said in the name of Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov, and that is Meis Toifis Arba Amos Latoma. So today's daf, really, it started off like a lot of these Soita dafin, with a Mahalach, we're being Mefarish the Mishnah. We're talking about the Mio Ish, Ashen Banabayas, the Mio Ish, Ashen Natakerem, albeit a lot of Teresh Valpeh to understand it, and then at the very, very end, we had a digression with five or six, seven halachas. Rav Dimi, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, all of them having a Sheikhist to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. That's what's unique about this list, about a whole bunch of different halachas, and we will stop here.